Welcome to the Political Cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
You are listening to the most dangerous radio program on the airwaves because truth is always dangerous to disinformation and to tyranny and to totalitarianism. And that's what we're fighting tonight. Bill Rollins sitting in for James Edwards, who is out after an emergency appendectomy. So we were called in at the last minute. Smoke Jumpers, Keith Alexander and Bill Rollins here, coming to you, bringing you truth, justice, and the American way as it should be. And if you're just tuning in the previous hour, we were discussing the, quote, new normal that's being thrust upon the American people by the liberal establishment media, which has decided on its own merits to change the rules and to change the moral structure of America to include homosexuals, perverts of all types and castes. And you know, Keith, one of the things I wanted to mention, one of the particular programs that's coming on, I think it's going to be on NBC, is actually called The New Normal. So they're marketing this just a straightforward strategy. Right. And so they've just declared that this is the new normal. And the show is about two homosexuals who adopt a child and are going to raise this child with the help of heterosexuals. That is, they're just going to be incidental to this child's life. And, you know, once again, what's interesting is there's this furor in the country now, this outrage over the Boy Scouts, and what the Boy Scouts have now revealed, they actually had a pervert list of scoutmasters who were not to be trusted around young white males. And then the Jerry Sandusky case, which, on ABC, there was a big interview of Jerry Sandusky's first victim, or the one who actually came out and outed Sandusky and how he had suffered from the system, and the system had basically ignored his complaints. But the new normal is homosexuals being able to adopt children. And yet, so there's this disconnect, this strange double-mindedness among liberals that somehow it's, of course, an outrage when some school official or the Boy Scouts abuse children, but they want to put children in the hands of homosexuals. You know, how do they accomplish that in their own minds?
There's an incredible disconnect from reality that is essential for anyone who embraces liberalism. Bill, that's just the long and the short of it. For example, have you ever noticed that whenever a pair of male homosexuals adopts a child, and I know of several such adoptions, lo and behold, what a surprise, they always tend to adopt a male child. Likewise, when you get two lesbians adopt a child, what a surprise, they always seem to adopt a female child. And I'm sure the liberals that are pushing gay adoption and gay marriage are going to be shocked and dismayed 20 years from now when some of these adopted children, adopted by gay couples, come in and start testifying about how they were sexually abused throughout their childhood by their adoptive parents. You know, it's just like the Boy Scouts situation, where the Boy Scouts have been demonized by the national news media because they tried and want to keep homosexuals out of the ranks of being scoutmasters. Of course, gays know there is a big reason why they want to be scoutmasters. They know that there is a window of opportunity at the dawning of pubescence in any child where they're sexuality is basically plastic. And to put it in, you know, everyday terms, let me ask you all this. Remember when you first had sex, if you're an adult now? What a revelation it was. Boy, that did feel good. Well, what if that good feeling was associated with someone of your own sex rather than a member of the opposite sex? And you see, that's why the homosexual community wants to get in on the ground floor of pubescent boys and girls, and what better way to get in on the ground floor than to be a scout leader in the Girl Scouts or the Boy Scouts? That's where you have opportunities. That's where you have a field day if that's what you want to do. And apparently the liberal outcry against Jerry Sandusky. Of course, he's a white male, so, you know, he's a fair game for all of their slanders and whatnot. I don't know what actually happened there, but they're going after him. But what in the world do they expect to happen if they put gays as Boy Scout masters? You know, if you put gay men as Girl Scout masters, there probably wouldn't be a risk or a problem, but they don't want that. They want the other way around. And, of course, what that is going to do is it's just, you know, apparently there's this great reservoir out there, previously unknown to mankind, of chaste gay people who are totally faithful, totally monogamous, and very restrained in their sexual appetites and habits. Of course, the reality about the gay community is just the opposite. People have long known that the gay lifestyle leads to multiple partners, multiple couplings and uncouplings all the time. And as a result, you know, this is a greater fable than Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, this idea that you have all these chaste gay people out there and that they're just as chaste or even more chaste than heterosexuals. And we just need to give them a chance to do all of these things, you know, like adopt children. And, of course, where are the liberals going to be that want to take responsibility for all of the personal carnage they've caused in the lives of all these adopted children? Of course, they'll be nowhere to be found. And, in fact, if you raise the topic, that will show you just what a great hater you are.
Okay, in 1989, Consumer Reports published what was called then the Medicine Book. It was a book they published every year on medical developments and medical trends and so forth. And at the time, the AIDS epidemic was blazing away all over the country. There was homosexuals coming down with AIDS all over the country, celebrities, right, left, and center. It was absolutely out of control. Well, one of the statistics that was published in the Medicine Book, I think it was 1989, was that the average number of different sexual partners that a homosexual has during his active sexual life, which is between about the ages of 18 and 45, 1,200 different sexual partners during that time. And yet, you're led to believe by the mainstream media that homosexuals are, like you said, they're monogamous, they have one partner their whole lives. But in fact, what goes on is these partners go out on trysts and go to orgies and go to different sexual hangouts. And so they're not monogamous with each other, but they accept that as part of being a homosexual is that you've got to go out and get a little strange every now and then, because that's just what you do. There is no monogamy. That's simply a pretense they put forward because they happen to have roommates. You know, I had a roommate when I was in college, and we went out with girls all the time and had different girls, you know, but we didn't pretend we were a couple, you know, just because we shared an apartment. You know, we were out doing what healthy young males should do, which is chase girls. We're coming on a break. Keith Alexander, Bill Rowland, we'll be right back with you after these messages.
Don't go away. There's more Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
The government has spent $1 billion to try to prove that cholesterol causes heart disease. They have failed miserably. Hey, it's Patricia Aiken from CardioPrim. Reverse the real cause of blocked arteries with CardioPrim Professional Strength Oral Chelation. You can have normal blood pressure and more energy in about a month naturally without drugs. We never get tired of hearing from people that take CardioPrim for their blood pressure and then find their blood sugar is normal as well, or can't find their arthritis pain or bone spur, or they don't need their Viagra and can sleep without getting up 3 or 4 times a night. CardioPrim is safe, effective, affordable, and it's guaranteed. Feel 20 years younger. We've arranged a special offer for Friends of Liberty Roundtable. Go to CardioPrim.com and use LRT for login and password. Or call us at 702-449-0044. 702-449-0044. CardioPrim.com.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
Long Range Patrol Ration Entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
When the truth is found to be...
Welcome back. To get on the political cesspool, call us on James's Dime, toll-free, at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
And welcome back to the show, everyone listening around the world and locally, to the political cesspool. Bill Rowland sitting in for James Edwards here with Keith Alexander. As we've told you at each break, James had to have emergency surgery for a burst appendix, and so he's a little sore and achy right now, but he's going to make a full recovery and be back on the air next week, we are sure. And Keith and I, of course, have been discussing the new normal, which is all about how homosexuals are being mainstreamed and brought out as being just as normal as you and me, Mom, Apple Pie, the Cleavers, and the Nelsons, and all the people from the 50s, which is, of course, the big lie that's being perpetrated by the national establishment media, that it's not a normal behavior, it's an abnormal behavior, it's a sick behavior, and it's a destructive behavior. And by the way, everybody, we're going to start taking callers, so it's 1-866-986-6397. Keith, some final thoughts on this issue.
Well, your comments about the reality of the gay lifestyle and its, serial numerous couplings that keep going on in here, you know, the fact that I think you said in the active sexual life of a homosexual, at least according to some 1989 study, they had 1,200 sexual partners. I don't think most heterosexuals have that. Just think of the consequences that will visit upon the homosexual community if gay marriage becomes the norm. I like what the comedian said back at the beginning of the gay marriage movement when he said, "Gay marriage, haven't these people suffered enough? Can you imagine all of the support payments and all of the confusion about who the beneficiaries would be of any health insurance, life insurance, employee benefit plans, things like this, if..." You know, what do they say? Be careful what you wish for. Your dream may come true. This would have to be, you know, this would be like trying to untangle the Gordian knot.
Well, that statistic, I think, must certainly be valid because, as you know, Keith, during the 80s, the early part of the 80s, the AIDS epidemic absolutely exploded. It came out of nowhere and was spreading like wildfire. And the only explanation for that would be rampant promiscuity among the homosexuals. You know, in San Francisco, the health department tried to close what were called the bathhouses. And the homosexuals rioted over that, that there was, they weren't going to shut down the bathhouses even to protect their own lives. And eventually what has happened, to show you just how aberrant and how depraved this thing is that AIDS is now being celebrated as something that is desirable, that there are actually homosexuals who are deliberately getting AIDS and spreading AIDS because this is sort of a blood bond between homosexuality, that between homosexuals. That's how absolutely debauched and depraved the homosexual mind is when it comes to sex and their relationships.
Have you ever noticed the enormous amount of resources that has been devoted to coming up with new treatments and new cures for AIDS? That's because of political correctness. Again, how dare God punish homosexuality? How dare he punish sexual promiscuity? You know, the first group, the largest group of AIDS sufferers are homosexuals. The second largest group are blacks. Again, because of promiscuous sex. But we've got to take away all of the natural, normal punishments that God has decided to visit upon sexual promiscuity. And instead, all of this research money gets diverted from normal cancer research and other normal diseases to find new cures for sickle cell anemia and AIDS. And of course, they've made great progress in those two areas. You wonder what type of progress they would have made with ordinary heart disease and ordinary cancer if the same efforts or the same amount of resources had not been diverted to these other matters and had been used to try to cure those two problems, both of which involve no immorality on the part of the people that suffer from them.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Keith, that is even, it's just as disturbing to me is the fact that homosexuality and perversion is being normalized in this country. And that is the deafening silence from the churches, the mainline churches, the fundamentalist churches, the conservative churches. No one is standing up. Even the Catholics, they've been actually more vocal about it than anybody else, but they have not come forward and said, this has got to be stopped. This is wrong. This is destructive. This is immoral. It's ungodly. It is a wrath of God punishment. And they, no one, not one church will speak up about this horrific phenomenon in this country. And you know, that's very disturbing to me, but more so is that not Mitt Romney, nor any of his stooges, nor anybody running for office in this country has done anything or spoken out against homosexuality, except for the Democratic nominee for Senate here in the United States, in Tennessee. He's actually belongs to an organization that opposes homosexuality and tries to get homosexuals away from the homosexual lifestyle. And he's been utterly denounced by the Democratic Party. But notice that he hasn't suffered the same smear campaign and the same lynch mob mentality that Congressman Aiken has suffered in Missouri over one slight tiny gaffe he made during a television interview. Yet this guy has been completely glossed over here in Tennessee, the Democratic nominee for Senate, mind you, because he opposes homosexuality. So, you know, this is the lengths that the media will go to suppress any opposition to a perverse lifestyle.
Of course, that brings us back to that age-old question, who is in control of the media? There are 8 major movie studios in America. Each has a Jewish CEO. What's wrong with Jews? Jews are the most liberal part of the population that passes as white. And they're not only more liberal than the average bear, they are also wealthier than the average bear and more intelligent than the average bear. So they are a very formidable force in any nation where they are. They always have been. So consequently, if you want to know the secret ingredient, the reason why liberalism has triumphed and conservatism has failed, it's very easy. The liberals have the Jews, and we don't. And as a result, that's why they roll from victory to victory. They control the media. They control the social dialogue through expedients like political correctness, which says that certain topics such as Jewish power and influence or race are taboo and cannot be discussed. And now they're trying to make sexual preference, as they call it, homosexuality versus heterosexuality, equally beyond the pale for polite discussion. And we're supposed to embrace the radical egalitarian ethos of all liberals, which is that blacks are the same as or just as good as whites, women are the same as, just as good as men, homosexuals are the same as, just as good as heterosexuals, illegal aliens are the same as or just as good as lawful citizens, yada, 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 as they say on Seinfeld.
Keith, it's a disgusting development, as I think, who was it, Ralph Cramden would have said, or back in the old days, this is just a disgusting development. And a revolting development, right. So, you know, harking back to the 50s when things were still pretty normal, when there was normalcy in this country. But you know, the efforts on the part of non-Gentiles to bring about social change through entertainment goes back to the first production of Showboat back in the 1920s. So this is not a new phenomenon. It's been a gradualist phenomenon that has taken many different forms. But once again, after this break, we'll be taking callers. We're opening the phone lines. Come splash with us in the cesspool. No skinny dipping, wearing your bathing suit. But jump in with us right after this break, and we'll be taking callers, and you get to have the privilege of discussing matters with Keith Alexander and Bill Rowland, sitting in for James Edwards. We'll be right back after these messages.
Don't go away. The Political Cesspool guys will be back right after these messages.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Each week, the Political Cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
Did you know that doctors are the leading cause of death? Heart disease is number two, but you don't have to be a victim. Hey, it's Patricia Aiken from CardioPrim. Start reversing the real cause of blocked arteries with CardioPrim Professional Strength Oral Chelation. You can have normal blood pressure and more energy in about a month, naturally, without drugs. It's always a thrill to hear from folks that take CardioPrim for their blood pressure and then can't find their arthritis pain, or find they have normal blood sugar in addition to normal blood pressure, or they don't need their Viagra. It's safe, it's effective, it's affordable, and it's guaranteed. Feel 20 years younger. We've arranged a special offer for Political Cesspool listeners. Go to cardioprim.com and use TPC for login and password, or call us at 702-449-0044. 702-449-0044. cardioprim.com.
Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com, your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Get on the show and express your opinion in the political cesspool. Call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397.
We're back. Bill Rowland and Keith Alexander sitting in tonight, taking over the controls of the political cesspool, driving all over the highway blindly, mindlessly, for James Edwards, who is out after emergency surgery for a burst appendix. So we all wish him well, of course, and we know your prayers are with him. But Keith Alexander and I have been batting the ball back and forth over the issue of homosexuality, the spread, the new normal, which also, Keith, includes, of course, mixed race relationships. This is also absolutely not only normal, but preferable. And as I said in the previous hour, that JCPenney is one of the worst offenders of, as far as I'm concerned, of advertisers who are promoting these mixed race relationships. In every commercial, there's the delightful romantic scene of a black male and a white female, which is the only mixed race relationship apparently that is fashionable, because as I said, there are, I don't see any Koreans with blacks or Hispanics with blacks or blacks with other races. It's always the black male and the white female, which means that that's the audience that's being targeted and being told that this is the new normal. You've got to accept it. Don't make a frown. You have to swallow it. Give us a big grin. And of course, it's, to me, is revolting. I'm not going to hide my feelings about that. I have children. I don't want mixed race children. I want children who look like me, my wife, and my family, or grandchildren. And I don't want grandchildren to look like that way, because the normal thing is to want to see yourself and your descendants. It's perfectly normal. And if any time you go to a family reunion or have a family gathering, people talk about how much Keith looks like Granny so-and-so or Aunt Maud or Uncle Tom, or excuse me, not Uncle Tom, Uncle Remus, or Aunt Jemima. No, you talk about how much you resemble other members of the family, sometimes going back generations. I mean, my son actually bears a striking resemblance to his great-great-grandfather. And that's what gives us security in our family relationships, and the idea that a mixed-race brood is going to have the same sort of affection or response from grandparents as grandchildren who are not mixed race, I think is another delusion on the part of liberals or the part of people who think that that's the new normal.
Well, you know, there was an article in the Atlantic Monthly, I think this month, that said that mixed race people actually make more money. And they apparently got together some statistics proving that Asian white couplings make more money than either white couplings, white on white couplings, or Asian on Asian couplings. That apparently is their proof that race mixing is good for you. Of course, as you said, the race mixing that is being proposed and pushed by the mainstream media is not Asian white mixing. It is black white, and specifically black female with white male. They don't have to do any kickstarting to promote black male on white female couplings. There are apparently enough of those, but they're trying to break into the new frontier on this. And again, these are the same people that want you to think that homosexuality is natural and normal. And we were talking in the last segment about the deafening silence from Christian pastors, with the exception of Pastor Pete or Ted Pike, about how unbiblical all of this is. But the unbiblical aspect of it is absolutely, you know, right there front and center. Whenever the Bible confronts the issue of homosexuality, it's condemned, and it's not condemned in an offhand way. For example, it's not just a sin, it's an abomination, which is basically a supersized sin. Likewise, the Bible speaks out against race mixing, but you're never going to hear any Southern Baptist pastor quote those parts of the Bible to you anymore, just like you'll never hear a mainline Protestant pastor tell you anything about homosexuality being condemned in the Bible. It's just, you know, And people wonder why churches are seeing a drop in attendance. They're seeing a drop in attendance because people know that they're not getting true Christianity anymore. They're getting some bowdlerized version that has been made to square with political correctness. There you go, my friend.
Well, Keith, the fact is that this is, first of all, you know, the number of actual homosexuals in this country, practicing homosexuals who identify themselves that way, is something like 3.4%. Now, contrast that with the resources devoted to getting homosexuals to buy certain products, to get homosexuals, targeted in marketing, in politics, and politics. You know, it's homosexuals, homosexual rights, homosexual marriage. Actually, homosexuals have much higher incomes per capita than married couples, and much more disposable income because they don't have children and they don't have normal families. And that's where they get their disposable income, regardless of what it is. And so that is what Madison Avenue marketing executives, advertisers, and politicians see, is the big bankrolls that homosexuals have given their singular status.
Well, their lack of the normal expenditures of heterosexual couples, for example, private school education for their children. When you have no children, and quite frankly, I don't think they've found a way for homosexuals to have children having sex with one another. As a result, most don't have children, so they have a lot more disposable income. You know, here in the city of Memphis, just recently, the city council approved an ordinance that outlawed discrimination by employers against gay people. And what the brain-dead so-called mainstream conservatives that populate the Republican Party in Shelby County don't seem to realize is that you're creating new preference rights for homosexuals. They are now going to be what Paul Craig Roberts called in the early 2000s part of the new feudalism. You know, in feudal Europe, it was a crime for a serf to strike a noble, but it was a much greater, for a noble to strike a serf, but it was a much greater crime carrying a much greater punishment for a serf to strike a noble. Well, white heterosexual people in today's America, and particularly now in Memphis, are now the new serfs, and because of the passage of this ordinance, at least in the workplace, homosexuals have joined blacks, women, and other protected minorities, American Indians, whatnot, as the new nobles. They have differential rights from white heterosexuals, and they, for example, can bring suit if they feel they have been discriminated against in hiring, firing, demotion, promotion decisions, but a white male or even a white heterosexual female doesn't have the same rights. A white female could at least arguably bring a lawsuit saying that she'd been passed over because she was a female, but a white male and a white heterosexual male, he's at the bottom of the totem pole. This is the way that the left wants to reorder society, to create a new normal in which white males are at the bottom of the totem pole.
That's exactly right, Keith. You know, Let me just bring this up. We've got an interesting congressional race here for the 9th District of Tennessee, which is a majority black district by 70 to 30%. 70% of the voters in the 9th District are black. Yet the two main contenders for the seat are, one, a white Jewish male, and then a relatively conservative a white Anglo-Saxon, Dr. George Flynn, who's extremely wealthy. He's got all the resources he needs to run for. Well, I can say I've had some positive experiences with George Flynn politically, but I'm just saying it's an interesting phenomenon. In the 70% black district, that we've got two candidates, both of them white. And my strong suspicion is that Steve Cohen, the Democratic incumbent, is a homosexual. I feel very strongly that he is well, right. Well, he, you know, the thing is that he hasn't come out as an advocate for homosexual marriage or anything. He's right flying under radar because he knows his black constituency would turn on him in a heartbeat if they found out he was a homosexual. So, and yet, Greg Davis in South Haven, Mississippi, who has always run as a conservative Republican, recently came out of the closet as a homosexual. So it's so crazy politics around here in the Memphis area. So, you know, the point is that I'm wondering when Steve Cohen is going to come out and say, hey, you know, this is the new normal and I'm a representative of the new normal. Well, he's not going to do that if it's not politically expedient. And he knows it's not politically expedient in a socially conservative black community where blacks are not going to accept homosexuality as normal. And in fact, the pastor of one of the largest black churches in Memphis, the World Overcomers, has come out stridently against homosexuality. This is the Political Cesspool. We'll be right back. Keith Alexander, Bill Rowland, right after these messages.
Guys, we'll be back right after these messages.
We'll return. We'll return. We'll return.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211, and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again, and, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. Warriors, you are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Read about it in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. Available now at newsstands everywhere. The Sovereign is a monthly 24-page tabloid newspaper featuring incendiary content about life during wartime in the age of Obama. Warriors, keep to date every month. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. Available at newsstands everywhere. This alert is for all you boppers out there in the big city, all you street people with an ear for the action. This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. This is Mercy. Mine will be the last voice you will ever hear. Don't be alarmed.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Jump in the Political Cesspool with James and the gang. Call us tonight at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Rowland, Keith Alexander, in the studio tonight, substituting for the ailing James Edwards, who had to go out on leave because of an emergency appendectomy. We certainly wish him well, and hope and healing and faith to you, James. We're praying for you, and we know you'll be right back on the saddle on the front lines next week. And with us, we have a caller, Gerald from Dallas. Gerald, welcome to the Political Cesspool.
Hey, thank you, Bill, and Keith and Bill. It's an honor to be on the program. And, hey, I wanted to tell y'all that, you know, I know that you two guys were sitting at the back of the cabin in the 747 just drinking some Jim Beam, maybe smoking an illegal cigarette when you got called forward, when you heard the pilot had to bail out and go to the hospital. And I tell you what, y'all are flying the ship pretty good.
Well, you know, we're making some altitude changes here and there. We shouldn't need to. We're, you know, maybe we're making some of the some of our passengers a little airsick, but we're doing our best out here, Gerald. What is it you wanted to talk about?
Well, I wanted to make a couple of comments on your topics for this evening. I think the first thing is this number that you just quoted before you went on break, the 3.4%. That is of the population that's actually homosexual in some sort of way. Remember that?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Well, you know, that's I remember when I was growing up, I'm about y'all's age, and I remember that the figure that we were told when we were growing up was about it's about 10%. It's about 10% of the population is homosexual. And it was all based on the research of a doctor named Kinsey, I believe.
Right.
And it turned out about 20 or 30 years ago, somebody went back and checked his research and found out that not only was the research all wrong, he had deliberately falsified the number to inflate the number to 10%. And he himself was sexually, let's just say he was all over the place.
Ambiguous, sexually ambiguous, metrosexual,
sexually
whatever.
Ambiguous.
Whatever term they use. Well, you know, there's another thing, Gerald, that is it was a fraud perpetrated on the American people, was the American Psychiatric Association reevaluation of homosexuality as not a mental illness. And that was an entirely politically engineered outcome by having homosexual psychiatrists and psychologists submit votes without notifying normal psychiatrists. They had actually identified the homosexuals in the American Psychiatric Association to put forth that. It was actually a vote, a poll of some kind, not actual research, no basis in research. And I have known a psychologist who actually did research on homosexuality and found some very disturbing numbers as far as the number of homosexuals who commit suicide versus the normal population, the number of homosexuals who are on drugs or alcoholics versus the normal population, the number of arrests of homosexuals for aberrant behaviors versus the normal population. And they are way off the charts when it comes to comparisons with truly normal people. Gerald, you got anything else for us?
Sure. Well, to continue on that line, I think that the pathologies associated with homosexuality have been, you know, ignored, suppressed, and covered up almost completely by the media. And the, you know, the 3.4% figure, you know, I just saw that in print the other day for the first time in about 20 years, because they've been when they found out that the numbers were so low for actual homosexuals, they wanted to suppress that number to make you think that they're everywhere, because they want you to believe that, you know, your next door neighbor, your bachelor uncle, they're all homosexual and they need to be freed from this tyranny that you've imposed on them. And it's all a big lie.
Well, the anti-bullying campaign that's going on in schools right now is all about homosexuals. It's not about kids being beat up by blacks, white kids being beat up by blacks, or bullies catching some kid in the hall and shaking him down for his lunch money. It's about homosexuals who are being shunned by their normal schoolmates for their crazy, aberrant behavior. Keith, you got a comment?
Yeah. Well, first of all, when it comes to bullying, as Gerald knows, because I've met you before, Gerald, and by the way, welcome aboard. I'm a short person. Short people have typically come in for a lot of bullying, but I don't see any mention made in this anti-bullying campaign about short people being, the beneficiaries of these new rights. It's all a cover to provide, again, differential rights, more rights for homosexuals than heterosexuals have. This is the way they're going to see that it's a stick and carrot regime. If there are more benefits to being in an interracial relationship than in a one-race relationship, they assume that more people will decide to be in interracial relationships. Likewise, if there are more benefits to being a homosexual than a heterosexual, more people will decide that they want to try on homosexuality. Your comments on Kinsey were very illuminating, because the Kinsey report was really the beginning of all this mainstreaming of aberrant sexual behavior, the new normal that is, you know, the catchphrase that's being used now by the leftist media for mainstreaming aberrant sexual behavior and in every way. And furthermore, Kinsey, when he came up with that 10% number, it was not disclosed until much later that basically he sampled prison populations. And of course, prison populations back in the early 50s and late 40s when he was doing his research,
right,
prisoners were segregated not only according to race, they were segregated by sex and gender. So consequently, a lot of men resorted to homosexual behavior that once they got back out in the regular population, didn't do that. They found that to be a common thread throughout history. That's why sailors always got, you know, the reputation of being more likely to be homosexuals than others, because they were on boats where there were no women for the most part. Of course, our new societal leaders have corrected that situation. Now they put women on all of the Navy ships. Our Navy is the most politically correct branch of the armed services, although the others are striving mightily to catch them. And now we have the problem with pregnant sailors and sexually transmitted diseases on board that we never had before. But, of course, those are mere peccadilloes to the people that are now in charge of, you know, managing our society. And then one other comment I wanted to make, I think it was Alfred North Whitehead. There was some guy that was that's probably the wrong person, but there was some guy who was very famous for being the first sexologist, quote unquote, academic expert on sex, and they looked into his background. That man had not had one sexual experience up until he was in his 50s, but he's the expert that has been anointed by the left to lecture the rest of us on what is normal on sexuality.
Thank you, Gerald, for the call. And once again, we are here waiting for callers at 1-866-986-6397. Give us a call. Jump in the cesspool with us. We're having a great discussion. Keith Alexander and Bill Rowland sitting in for James Edwards, who once again, Scoop, is the one who is in the hospital. He's the one who had emergency surgery. James Edwards. Okay. Back to the topic. We've been talking about homosexuality, and I still think, by the way, talking about homosexuals, I still think I'm waiting for Congressman Cohen to come out, just say, you know, here I am, I'm queer, and I'm in your face. But he's not going to do that because he's more interested in getting reelected. But I wonder what's up in Washington with him. And, you know, I guess he's just totally celibate. What is he, 60? He's something like 60. Never married, never had a girlfriend that we know of. Little suspicious.
Let me correct the record on that. He does have female companions that he takes to various functions and whatnot. But look, he knows his constituency. He knows that black people have not been converted to political correctness, particularly on this particular topic. And the only reason they are converted to political correctness on race is because it is a great boon to them. It gives them all sorts of advantages and extra rights that white people don't have, or that Asians or a lot of other people don't have. So consequently, they embrace it. Now, what has happened with Steve Cohen is that, you know, for example, you were talking about Greg Davis, the mayor of South Haven, who has come out of the closet. He has a largely white constituency in South Haven, and he knows those people have been cowed by political correctness.
Well, I think it's safe to assume that Greg Davis will not be the incumbent mayor of South Haven in 4 years. He's going to be ousted, I would think, almost certainly, not only because of his homosexuality, but because of his fiscal irresponsibility and his failure of fiduciary responsibility in South Haven. He's spent the government's money on his own pleasure, yeah, whatever that is. And his wife is suing her his boyfriend, which I think is interesting. We might cover that. We're coming up on a break. Stay with us. The Political Cesspool. We'll be right back.
Believe it or not, there's a third hour of tonight's installment of The Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
They call the ride.